Welcome to State of Affairs. I'm Julie Credens. The nation's unemployment rate hit a six-year high of 5.8% in December, and massive layoffs continue at major U.S. corporations across the country. Do you know someone who's been laid off recently? Or have you stood in the unemployment line at some point in your career? If you have, you know the uncertainty and fear that usually accompanies a job loss. How can you effectively cope with a job loss or live with the possibility that a layoff is imminent? And if the layoff comes, what then? Are you prepared to jump into the job search? Our guests this hour have some advice to offer on dealing with job loss. First of all, R. Brayton Bowen is president and senior consultant of the Howland Group, a management consulting firm. Bowen is an author, speaker, and columnist, has served as senior officer for Fortune 500 companies, and has more than 25 years of corporate and consulting experience. Bowen is a trained mediator and recognized expert in addressing workplace issues such as employee turnover, anger management, conflict resolution, and factors contributing to violence. He hosted and co-produced the WFPL documentary series Anger in the Workplace, which was aired on public radio stations across the country. So we welcome back Brayton Bowen.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Pat Geyer is our second guest. She is a licensed clinical social worker and has been in private practice in the Louisville area since 1986. She's also a clinical member of the American Association for Marriage and Family Therapy. In Pat's professional practice, she has worked with many employees who've experienced the hardship of unemployment. And a hello to you, Pat Geyer. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Julie.
In just a few minutes, we'll be asking you to join in the conversation. The number to call is 814-TALK. That's 814-8255 or toll-free 1-877-814-TALK. Well, just to get the conversation going, first of all, generally speaking, when we lose a job, aside from losing income, what else do we lose? And Pat Geyer, start us out.
Our jobs are such a part of our identity. We spend more time at the workplace often than we do in our family. So when we lose a job, we lose a major social role. We lose a sense of ourselves. We lose structure, because it's the jobs that we go to every day that generally form how our day is structured. We often lose a sense of meaning. In addition to economic resources, social relationships, and other things.
And Brayton Bowen, what would you have to add to that list?
Well, I would agree with Pat. I think that the whole concept of job is one that in and of itself is very interesting, because people have come to think of jobs almost as possessions, and the degree to which people have identified with a role and the degree to which they are emotionally invested determines how traumatic it is for the individual. Pre-revolution, industrial revolution, the concept of a job was something that we did. It was used as a verb. And later in the industrial revolution, the concept of job became something that involved discrete tasks that could be dissected, pulled apart. And we began to think of jobs at that time as possessions. Today, jobs are changing, and they are less like specific roles and specific functions within an organization, and more like an assortment of activities. The more people think of the job as something that is concrete and static and like a possession, then the greater the loss is at the time of separation.
Are you saying that perhaps the attitude now, with the economic realities today and the changing concepts of job or career, is this like we are just sort of temporary custodians of this group of activities that we're responsible for?
I think that is a very good analogy. For the most part, with the way our economy is tooled, there's much more mobility in the marketplace. We're moving almost like migrant workers from farmland to farmland, and the whole approach, I think, that people have to take in today's environment is that we are dealing with assignments, and they have a beginning and an end, and they are not for life, either with a company or with the assignment. So it takes a different attitude. We've heard a lot about managing change, and employers have been attempting to get employees to think in terms of flexibility within job assignment within the organization, and that is good. Employees need to be thinking more flexibly as well. But again, it's a very difficult mindset, and people don't get into thinking that way until they're confronted with the hard reality of impending job loss or actual job loss.
Pat Geyer, what about this notion that Brayton is talking about a job as possession, that this is how we have viewed it? Does that make then, obviously, the separation more difficult?
I think it does. I think both the notion of job as possession and job as identity make that difficult. I think Brayton's right on when he talks about the need for flexibility, the need to think ahead and realize that the job that I'm in is not going to last forever, nor are the resources that come along with the job going to last forever, and how we future pace ourselves into a future without that job and into different economic realities is part of the challenge.
Along these lines then of sort of perhaps taking a stab at changing our attitudes about our jobs and how we've let them define us, perhaps, what are some things that you would recommend to prepare for the possibility of losing a job? And this can take sort of two different areas, sort of an emotional preparation and a very technical, practical preparation. And perhaps let's start with the practical. Should we always have a resume ready to go, even if we're content in our jobs and there's no whispers of layoffs imminent?
The answer to that is definitely. The value of a resume is that it provides us with an opportunity to think in terms of the inventory of skills that we have and accomplishments that we have had. If you don't have a resume in today's world, you better get one soon, because 9 times out of 10 you're going to need it. The negative aspect is that if people just think of a resume as a piece of paper as opposed to a marketing vehicle, they could be making a big mistake. So one of the things that I advise people is always be ready, prepare your resume appropriately. Don't panic when and if the day comes that you know that you're going to lose a job. Always maintain a directory of names of people that you know in the organization. Make sure that you don't leave it exclusively in your place of employment, because depending upon how the organization separates its employees, you could find that your file of important names and contacts are back in your office at your workplace, and you're out on the street without ready access to networking.
Pat Geyer, how do you balance this sort of state of readiness to leave when and if the day comes with staying focused on your work and staying content in your job without sort of having that threat hanging over you, the what if?
Well, it's a fragile balance. I think it's challenging and it's demanding to both stay in the day, as it were, and focus on the task that's immediately in front of you, but also to think down the path a while and understand that your perhaps present favorite historical arrangements are not going to last forever. And on the other hand, part of the excitement about that, certainly there's fear associated with that, but part of the excitement about that is to is that the situation allows one space for creativity and ingenuity and play and thinking of a new and different kind of work and a new and different kind of life, perhaps.
There is some good that perhaps can come of all this, and we'll talk about that as the program goes on. And let's say, though, we have a situation where a layoff is imminent, either through direct information from management or just sort of common sense, seeing the writing on the wall. Brayton Bowen, what are then some of the steps to do in terms of looking at retirement, having a rainy day fund mm-hmm. for yourself? What are those practical aspects?
They are several. We've talked about not panicking, have a resume ready. Make sure that you've got a complete directory of contacts, people that you've ever met anywhere, including people who have perhaps previously been with your organization and have gone elsewhere. Probably the first thing that I would say beyond that is don't get on the phone and in a panic attack call everybody and tell them that you're out of a job, especially prospective employers. Get organized, get outside assistance, talk to others who have gone through the change process, and really make sure that you take the time to develop a plan. I counsel people to have an automatic game plan, sort of an emergency game plan that you can put on almost like autopilot in the event that the day comes. And there's a checklist, and included on the checklist is getting outside support, making sure that you don't lock down, that you do talk to others. I've advised people any number of times to engage the services of a counselor, licensed clinical social worker, an outplacement counselor to help them with their career transition. By all means, keep fit. Make sure that you don't neglect your body. We should be thinking of ourselves almost as micro corporations, micro companies, and we need to make sure that we've got a good game plan, that we are conserving our resources, and that we're mindful of our body, our mind, that we're getting sleep, and getting help. To Pat's point, we need to think of this period after job loss as sort of a neutral zone. The good news about being in the neutral zone is, in spite of the fact that it's very scary, very uncertain, very uncomfortable, it does lead to a point of renewal. You eventually pass through it. People want to skip through that neutral period. They want to get to the other end, and they're not willing to take the time and invest in themselves really to discover what they need to discover during this period. So as Pat was saying, it can be a joyful time. It won't necessarily feel joyful, but it can lead to an outcome that can be very, very beneficial.
When we come right down to it, when we come to the termination meeting or memo or however that's going to happen, Pat Geyer, how do you prepare for that moment that you know is coming? Is this something that helps to maybe visualize the scenario and visualize? What do you recommend?
Given that there's no prototypical job loss scenario,
let's say, you know, the supervisor says, Bill, we have to talk. You know that this is it.
Sure.
Or Mary, we have to talk.
Certainly, I've had clients who've role played the scenario, who often think in advance what they want to be able to say at this particular encounter, how they want to behave during this encounter, depending upon how hostile or amicable the termination is going to be. I think it's always helpful to both be able to think ahead how you'd like to play it, but also to have enough confidence in yourself that you can shoot from the hip and that will probably go reasonably well.
Brighton, anything to add to that?
I think Pat's points are right on target. The idea of visualizing, a lot of times we're not completely surprised. I have talked to people after they have received notification, and I've asked, did you see it coming? And 9 times out of 10, people will say yes. So if people are in denial and they don't want it to come, and they rob themselves of the opportunity to prepare and choreograph and think through how they will deal with that, then they're going to get all tangled up in their underwear, if you'll pardon the expression, when it comes, and they could trip and fall and break their neck. When we're confronted with these kinds of situations, all kinds of thoughts race through our heads. You know, we may want to jump across the desk or grab the person who's right in front of us and do physical harm or say things that we will regret. We may think these thoughts, but the important thing is to manage the energy that experience generates and not act on some of those impulses.
We're going to talk a little bit more after our break about when the moment happens and then what comes after, what you recommend. But first, a short break, and when we return, more on dealing with job loss. Are you prepared for the possibility of losing your job? How have you coped in the past with losing a job? We'd like to hear your story this hour.